Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I was in another church, and every service, we get to a certain place, and the anointing would begin to get strong. This one guy would jump up and start running and make a lap. I wish you could see some of the looks I'm getting across the crowd here. It's like, let me just stop right here. Do you know everything there is about yielding to the Holy Ghost? No, you don't. Nor do I. Are we hungry to learn more?
Yes.
Right? Do we want to respond correctly?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, next night, anointing would begin to get strong. This fella would jump up and yell and take off. He was about 75. I was real happy he could run that good. I thought, man. But it wasn't right. It was a distraction. And I could tell the brother, you know, he's had a tender heart. And he just sensed the anointing. And you know what happened? I'll tell you exactly what happened. 15 years ago or 30 years ago, the Spirit of God moved on him to run. And it was right to run. And he ran. And he was blessed. And it blessed the whole church. But that's the only way he really knows how to yield to the Holy Ghost. And so every time he senses the Holy Ghost, it's either run or run. That's all he knows how to... Okay, are you with me? Are you getting it? That's all he knows how to yield to the Spirit. And so this could answer some questions for us as to why some things have happened. And especially when you see things happening the same way every time. Same way, same way. Because the Holy Ghost is diverse. Oh, He is so rich in His diversity. And we must not stick ourselves in a rut and give Him a choice between two or three things. We sense the anointing. Okay, we're going to scream or shake or run. Which one? You pick, Holy Ghost. And if we're really listening, he'd say, neither. This is not a screaming or shaking or running anointing. This is a praying anointing. This is a shouting anointing. This is a repenting anointing. Did you hear me? How many different ways can the Spirit move? Then how many different responses? Right? And we have limited him by our limited understanding and knowledge of how to respond. Oh, but he's ready to teach us. He's ready. He's been ready. Are we ready to learn? I'm hungry to learn. Are you hungry to learn? I'm hungry to learn. Glory to God. But you got to be teachable. Which means you got to be correctable. I know just a little bit about yielding to the Spirit. And a number of things I've learned is over the past, 25, 30 years, is didn't get it quite right. I've been in meetings with Brother Hagin, and he'd call me up to do something or this or that, and not too many times, thank God, but more than once, I'd go back to the room and I just felt lousy. I thought, man, I didn't get it. I sensed the anointing and I went this way. And the Holy Ghost was going this way. And it don't take too long running the wrong way. You realize, where is he at? Where are you? Oh, you're still over there. And here's where pride or teachableness comes in. If you're proud, you'll just keep going this way so you don't look bad. But it'll be dead and dull and empty as last year's bird nest. Dry. I know one of the first couple of years I was helping Brother Hagin, he had a satellite conference. And boy, this was before the internet, and this was big stuff. I mean, there are people watching all over the world. And we're a certain place. He calls me up. Come up here, Brother Keith, and sing us a song. Well, you know, he told us many times, well, you can sing the wrong song, just kill the whole service. No pressure. And I tell you one thing I learned through the years, you cannot be tense and yield to the Spirit. You cannot be tense and afraid. Being tense, being nervous, be afraid will keep you in the flesh. You got to be willing to, you know, if you mess up, you mess up. I'll fix it. I'll admit it. You got to be willing. And so I came up to the piano, great big beautiful grand piano. All his cameras go zoom. They're worldwide. That's about, what, 3 years into the ministry? So I start playing a song. And man, I mean by the chorus, I sing a verse. And by the chorus, I know this ain't it. Why? No anointing. No, see, where's the Holy Ghost? I'm out here by myself. Dry. Well, now I got a choice. I can either sing the other three verses of this song. Or what else can I do? Stop and do what? I did. I just stopped. Camera zoomed in some more. I said, sorry, that's not it. And I started another direction, and glory to God, that was it. That was it. That was it. That's how you learn. But when you see the effect of what you're doing, and it's not blessing, and you see that it's not, the anointing is not there, and the help is not there, you don't just drudge on and go on and go on and beating your head against the wall. You stop. You go, help me, Lord. Right? These things you don't learn overnight or in a week or two, but we should be learning more about it every month and every year, right? Developing, growing. Can you say amen? Amen. Increasing, right? Are you with me?
Yes.
Well, go to John then. Glory to God. I sure didn't expect to get into all that right now. But good, good. Did you understand that principle?
Yes.
You can correctly discern the Spirit of God and the moving of the Spirit. And you can incorrectly respond to Him. Right? Don't think you got to have all this knowledge in your head. Follow your heart. You'll know. When you start to miss it, you'll know. You'll have a check. You'll have a sense in you, oh, that's not right. That's not right. Well, what do? Stop right there. Quit going that way. Quit doing that. And go the other way. And we talked about this last week. God spoke. Spirit of God moved. There was light. There was what?
Light,
not darkness. Light. And what else? He saw the light that it was
good.
When you yield into the Spirit of God, operating and moving with Him, it's going to be light, not darkness. Good, not bad. You don't get weird, you get blessed. Right? You don't get dark. It's light. It's not heavy, heavy and sad and depressed. It's good. Right? Good. John 3, are you there? John 3. Wonderful revelation right here about the moving of the Spirit. John 3. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. Wanted to talk to him about his ministry and the miracles. Verse 3. Jesus ministered to him by the Spirit. He didn't just respond to the questions he had asked him. He asked him about his ministry, his teachings, his miracles. Jesus didn't say, well, let me tell you about my ministry. No, he just looked at him and cut through everything and said, you got to be born again. Oh, thank God for the ministry of the Spirit. Saves a lot of time. And verse 5, Jesus said, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Say it out loud. Flesh,
flesh.
Is flesh.
Is flesh.
Spirit,
spirit.
Is spirit.
Is spirit.
Are they different?
Yes.
Oh, they are. Instead of saying flesh, we'd probably say today physical. It's probably a word we use more. Physical. Is there a difference between physical and spirit? Huge. Huge. We're already aware of the physical. We want to be aware of the spirit. Right? And those born again are born of what? We've already been born of the flesh. And this being born again, he described, he said, it's being born of the spirit. Not of the flesh. Not physically born, but spiritually born. Then get the rest of this. He said, marvel not that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it lists, and you hear the sound thereof, but you can't tell where it came from and where it's going. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Did he give us some insight right here into the moving of the Spirit? He said, the way the Spirit is like the wind. You don't know where the wind came from to get to you. You might have, it came from this direction, yeah, but it could have come from over there and then turned. And after it left me, where'd it go? Well, I think it was going that way, yeah, but that was the second it left you, but you don't know after that. Right? Now, here's something so important. Stick your hand out in front of you. Wave it. What you're waving your hand in is not nothing. We are on the bottom of a huge ocean of air. Take a breath. Is that something or nothing? It's something.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God,
God who gives me